Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Okay, and to make sure the name is right, Frank Bartlett.
Yes, sir.
And the new mayor of Mason is Frank Bartlett, took office just about 2 weeks ago. And Mr. Mayor, it's a pleasure to have you with us here on KNEL for the day.
Well, thank you for coming over. Glad to have the opportunity to visit with your folks that listen as well as you. And hopefully they will help me learn more about Mason as I go along and try to learn more about Mason and being the mayor.
Well, let's start off. What's your background? You know, what brought you to Mason, and how long you been here, and sort of the background before becoming mayor?
Right. How we became acquainted with this area is my folks owned a place in London for about 35 years. So we came during the winters and visited with them and fell in love with the country. Well, as we got into retirement about 3 years ago, we decided we had an option that we could actually relocate here. So we ended up retiring here, actually nearly 3 weeks to three years to the day when I was elected, and just fell in love with the community.
Well, you got here, and your background when you lived someplace else?
Well, I was 47 years in Midland. My wife grew up and raised in Odessa, and then we married, moved to Midland, and started out there out of college as a police officer for 23 years. And then after I retired from that occupation, we developed a business called Playgrounds, Etc., in which we built playgrounds for municipalities and counties and churches and things. And so we had about 27, 28 years there, and then we were able to retire and move into a slower pace of life.
Well, you came to Brady and settled in here. What prompted you to decide to run for mayor?
Well, I really had no ambition or desire, either one, to be in politics. But after being here and serving on Lions Club as treasurer and serving on the chamber board and things and becoming involved in the community, I really fell in love with the community and wanted to help any way that I could. Had an ambition that I wanted to spend the rest of my days here, so I didn't necessarily want to see the community change a lot, although we are growing to a small degree. So anyhow, with some encouragement from some locals, I decided to go ahead and throw my hat in the ring and run for mayor.
Yeah. And you won.
And I did win.
And you won.
Which that was a surprise too, I guess, but because I was facing an incumbent that had a commissioner seat and been here a couple of terms. But anyhow, I was able to get seated.
Well, now that you've been elected, you're taking office, you've been in office for 2-3 weeks now. So what's your initial reaction to what's happened to you so far? And how do you look at the future for being mayor?
Well, to be very honest, I've been out of city government for nearly 30 years. And so getting back in and relearning, and I'd been involved in a small community as well as a large community. So I had some idea, but actually, the first couple of weeks, my head just was kind of swimming from being exposed to so many different functions of the city and pacing myself to this. But now, after getting about 3 weeks behind me now, I'm able to kind of get focused on some things that we're trying to look at and accomplish in the next few years, hopefully.
Okay. Challenges for Mason from your standpoint?
Well, as we were campaigning and as we were knocking doors, readily, we found out we have several challenges. One of them is water. As you know, in the Hill Country, water's not on every section of land even. And so we've got to look either at increasing our supply or increasing our storage or some way of eliminating some of that restrictions. We also realized that infrastructure really needed to be evaluated. We have folks wanting to come in the community and develop some areas for residents. But we don't know what we can do. We need to make sure that we can satisfy our homeowners now and our community now before we take on any more subdivision or more houses being built.
We had a couple of meetings already. One of them this week. And you were talking about an interesting subject, extraterritorial jurisdiction. What's going on with that?
Well, we kind of got unloaded. Our very first meeting, we heard a public hearing on that subject, and then we were sworn in and we were seated immediately. And we had only about 7 days to prepare for that first ordinance that we were considering. And it's a fairly complicated ordinance. Extraterritorial jurisdiction, the state gives the cities a right, if the county allows, to have a half-mile ribbon around a community. And we can regulate those to a very limited degree. And the whole philosophy is that if they at any point in time are annexed into the city, only upon the request of the landowners or the people that populate those areas, then they fall more in line with our structure of our city streets, our health, our utility systems, and things of that nature. So it's an easier transition if it's ever requested of the city. And so we had a very debatable topic right off the bat. And we've been working very diligently the last 3 weeks to have that back up on our agenda on the 20th of this month.
So you'll be looking at that again on the 20th for the next meeting.
That is correct. And the last meeting, we did table that until we had more time to study it. The commission is very aggressively. We've been working with our attorneys out of Austin to understand it thoroughly. And we actually have a meeting set up. We have letters going out today to landowners of more than 1 acre in that ribbon of land to meet here at the City Hall on the 14th of June at 3 p.m. And we're going to discuss and explain what all is involved and how it helps the city, how it helps the landowners around those areas, and how it directly affect those landowners that own that, only in the case they want to subdivide those plots of land.
The other item that you had on the agenda for the meeting you had this week was just talking about processes and procedures for the city commission meetings.
Absolutely, and that was something as I was able to talk to, before they were elected, two of the other candidates, as well as the commissioner, Paul Smith, of trying to style our commissioners' meetings with two motivations. One, to try to style them and have the appearance that our commission wanted them to look like. And the other is that we wanted to make them more palatable for folks that wanted to either come visit or see them being streamed and cater to the community. They can be formatted in a method in which maybe we get to the hotter topics earlier in the meeting to the folks that want to make comments and things, and then maybe if we have to have an executive session later in the meeting. And so we want to accommodate, and we want as many folks as we can to either view or participate or make comments, and we want to accommodate that. We also have a high priority that we keep our meetings well organized and that we have meetings that are non-chaotic and that everybody has an opportunity to make a comment, but at the appropriate times. And so I think we made some headway. One of our biggest challenges is that we don't have the greatest video or audio abilities, and we will be enhancing those over the next few months and get that where they're being able to be heard a lot easier and better.
Good. Well, we appreciate it. We look forward to working with you and hearing what's happening with Mason County as you take over as the mayor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming over, and we'll look forward to visiting with y'all more.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.